This is Flick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff. Brought to you by NSTA, the National Science Teaching Association. Today's episode, The Pollinators, a different kind of bee movie.
Populations of honeybees are dying at levels that are unprecedented and very concerning. Close to half of the colonies in the U.S. dying every single year.
We can learn a good deal from bees about the health of the landscapes that we inhabit, and we can learn a good deal about the folly of setting up our agriculture in quite the way that we have.
Agriculture is an interruption of a natural system, but it can be done thoughtfully as an interruption of a natural system with great benefits.
When I was growing up in Northern California back in the 1970s, my parents read Back to the Land writings and took them to heart. For about a decade, I lived on what was essentially a small farm. We had chickens for eggs, a cow for milk, and a large garden that produced most of the vegetables we ate in the summer and fall. We also had a hive of bees to pollinate our few fruit trees, but they mostly lived on wild forage. I have clear memories of eating honey right from the comb, collected from our own hive. It was pretty cool. Bees have been getting attention for the last 10 to 15 years because of significant die-off events that threaten commercial agriculture worldwide. The 2019 documentary, The Pollinators, gives a detailed picture of the commercial bee industry in the United States and examines the ongoing threats to bees. The filmmakers talk to beekeepers, bee scientists, farmers, and even farm-to-table chefs to get a range of perspectives on the issues. Some of the farmers share innovative techniques they use to be more bee-friendly. The documentary includes suggestions for how individuals can make choices in their daily lives to support both managed and native pollinators. Many of the fruits and vegetables we expect to regularly find in the supermarket rely on insects for pollination. Recall that pollen from a male flower has to get to a female flower to produce a fruit, and that what a botanist defines as a fruit includes a lot of produce a dietitian would call a vegetable, including things like peppers and tomatoes. Bees are so important for the pollination of nut trees, like almonds, that millions upon millions of bees are trucked to California every year for the short pollination season. Once that season ends, the bees are packed up and moved to other parts of the country to pollinate other crops, like apples, cherries, and blueberries. Some beekeepers move their hives more than 20 times each year, following the flowering and pollinating schedules of a variety of crops. Many separate threats to bees have combined in recent years to make it especially hard for both managed and native bees to survive. Farmers have switched to pesticides that are less harmful to people, which is good. Unfortunately, the newer pesticides take longer to degrade in the environment, so once the pesticide is on a field, it can be toxic to bees for years to come. Other chemicals used on farms are also harmful, including fungicides that control the fungus on crops and herbicides that control weeds. When large areas of land are given over to one kind of crop, there's only a short window of time when that crop produces nectar and pollen that the bees need for food. Managed bees are fed or are moved to another crop, but local native bees have nothing to eat when the crop is not blooming. With little or no food, the hive is severely weakened. Bee colonies can also become infested with an even smaller insect, the varroa mite, a bee parasite. It attaches to the body of a young pupa or adult bee and it sucks out essential nutrients. If several mites attach to one bee, they might kill it outright. The mites also carry viruses harmful to bees for an even greater negative impact. While any one of these three threats could probably be handled by a healthy colony, two or more could be fatal. There's a feedback loop where the one problem weakens the colony, making it more susceptible to additional threats. It's important to note that managed bees are tended by beekeepers. They can be fed when forage is not available, colonies can be treated for mites, and new queens can be introduced to keep a colony going. Native bees and other pollinators can't move away from pesticides or from areas where crops replace seasonal forage, so they are even more susceptible to these hazards. With all these threats, it might seem like all is lost for bees, but there are some new practices gaining traction in the agriculture industry. First, farmers who have bees pollinating their crops are being more proactive about asking neighbors to postpone pesticide use. This might seem like a small thing, but can certainly help as a first step. No field can be used over and over without periodic rest. Some farmers are trying to plant a bee-friendly cover crop that flowers over much of the year. That way, local insects can find food outside of the bloom time for the farmer's main crop. Another method to limit pesticide use is to try to concentrate the pest insects in one place. Some plants are especially attractive to the pest bugs, so a narrow strip of those bait plants can collect a lot of the pests, and then the pesticide can be applied in that small area, rather than over the whole field. This is also much less expensive for the farmer, which is a big plus. There are also several things that we as individual consumers can do that support bees and other pollinators. One, plant a pollinator garden to provide forage for most of the year. The Penn State Extension Office has a nice website, which is available in a link in the online version of this podcast. Two, avoid using pesticides unless you absolutely have to. Consider controlling insect pests in other ways. The Thurston County Public Health and Social Services Environmental Health Department Grow Smart, Grow Safe program offers some tips. That link is also in the online version. Three, buy local honey to support local beekeepers. Four, consider purchasing fruits and vegetables that are less than perfect so that farmers will have a market for crops that use fewer chemicals in their production. The pollinators will give you and your students a deeper understanding of how important bees are to agriculture and how you can take positive steps to support the recovery of bees nationwide.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.